This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Talks in Saudi Arabia to find a peaceful settlement to war in Ukraine Saturday concluded after lengthy discussions, but no final statement. Dale Gavlak reports for VOA from Amman, Jordan.
Senior officials from some 40 countries, including the U.S., China, and India, are in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, to discuss peace principles aimed at ending Russia's war in Ukraine. Russia did not attend the talks. China, which did not attend previous talks in Copenhagen in June, has kept close economic and diplomatic ties with Russia, rejecting international calls to condemn Moscow. Ukraine sought to build a broader consensus beyond its Western backers to include countries from the global south, as well as those considered neutral or even allies of Russia. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky hopes a peace summit of world leaders will result this autumn in the endorsement of peace principles based on his 10-point peace formula. Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Amman, Jordan.
Ukraine says Russian airstrikes hit a blood transfusion center in the town of Kupiansk in eastern Kharkiv region late Saturday. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky reported from his Telegram social media channel that there were dead and wounded. Kupiansk is a railway hub within 10 miles of the front lines. Zelensky said rescue workers were extinguishing a fire at the scene and described the strike as a war crime. He did not say how many people were killed or wounded. Russia denies deliberately targeting civilians in a full-scale invasion that has killed thousands of people, uprooted millions, and destroyed cities. Reuters news agency could not immediately verify the report. Earlier, Russia had vowed retaliatory strikes for Ukraine drone attacks against two Russian ships within 24 hours on the Black Sea. More information on these stories and all the stories we're covering today can be found at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.